Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Spiritual Awakening by Emma Dancy. Ezekiel 37 verses 4 through 5 says, "Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. That is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." Spiritual awakening is something that Christians everywhere desire to see take place. Whether this be in our own neighborhoods or globally, we are going to ask the Lord to do again what he did in Ezekiel. For those who have no hope, who are dead in their sins, because of the power of Jesus, their dry bones can come to life. The breath of God will give them life. They can be reborn because of Christ. Who have you been praying would receive the gift of salvation through Jesus? God has not given up on them. Today, as we pray for others, may it remind us of the people in our lives and around us each day who are in desperate need of our Savior. May it renew a passion within ourselves to be living through the power of the Holy Spirit and not in our own human strength. Let's pray. Our powerful God, we call on your name, Jesus, today. We ask that you would move boldly and that you would do a new thing in the hearts and lives around us. We pray for spiritual awakening to take place. As we look around at the dry bones in our societies and in our cities, we see people who have no idea who you are. We see people who have been hurt by the sins of others. We see people who are so thirsty for truth. You say in John 4:14, "But whoever drinks of the water that I give them will never be thirsty again. The water that I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." This is our prayer today, that the nations and our towns would drink of the living water of you, Jesus. that they would be eternally satisfied in you. We pray that their spiritual dryness would be revived and refreshed by who you are and what you have done on their behalves. Jesus, we pray for spiritual awakening within our own hearts. In the places which we have become hardened to you, soften our hearts and open our eyes to you in your gospel. Speak to us through your word. Guide us by your spirit to be ambassadors for you. We pray for creative ways to share the gospel and for open doors to love those around us. Keep us sensitive to your Holy Spirit as we go through our days, knowing that you are working in our midst. Show us your power and your glory. Help others to see the work of your hand. May our message of the gospel come across clearly and fall on open ears. Give those who are spiritually dead hope and revive their hearts in you. Help us as we share and provide opportunities for them to hear the hope that we have in you. God, we pray that our cities, our states, and our nations would know that you are the Lord. There is none like you. Spiritual awakening begins with one person at a time. Remind us of the value of sharing your message with one person. We pray for multiplication, but we pray for individuals who you celebrate over. You tell us in Luke 15:10, in the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Please give us the spiritual insight to see others as you do, not as numbers, but as creations of the Almighty who are made in His image. We praise you for the work you have already done and for the work you have yet to do. Thank you for allowing us to be part of it. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.